Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Hope everybody had a great Monday night, except for Caleb Love, because he cost us the under last night in Iowa State and Arizona. But we'll talk about that. We'll also talk plenty of college basketball today. Isaac Shade going to join us here in a little bit, break down today's slate. We're also going to talk some ACC and some Big 12 as well. It's also a Tee It Up Tuesday today on Send It In. We got golfers out at Pebble Beach this weekend, one of the elevated events on the PGA Tour. We'll give out some of our favorite bets in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Also got to continue looking at the Super Bowl as well. We'll look at some quarterback props between Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. Lucy Bird's going to join us later on the show for Model Making Money, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL. You can go to YouTube, search Odyssey Sports. You can chime in either of those places. Send in any questions, bets that you guys have for us. We'll try and get to them over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling here. Glasses in session on a Tuesday. We go to the Glass for Guest line, check in with Isaac Shade, who joins us, host of Locked On College Basketball and Locked On Heels as well. Make sure you guys give him a follow on X at Isaac Shade. And Isaac, let's talk about the game of the night that we have today in college basketball in the SEC. It's a good one. Top 15 matchup, Kentucky and Tennessee. Kentucky's going to be without Lamont Butler, one of their better players tonight, going up against the Vols. Both these teams coming off a loss over the weekend. It's a high spread at 10.5. Do you feel like that's too many points today?
Oh, it's way too many points. Tennessee gets his game, but Kentucky's going to stay within that easily. I'm more intrigued almost by the total, PJ. Like, you're talking Kentucky versus anybody. Give me the over, but good night. When Tennessee's coming to town, I got to swing the other way. Give me the under on that. Look, what's so interesting about this game, PJ, is it's strength on strength in a big way. We got the number 3 scoring offense in the nation against the number 3 scoring defense. We got number 4 in KenPom offensive efficiency against number 1 in defensive efficiency. But what wins out? Let me throw you a little curveball here, PJ. It's the Tennessee offense that is the biggest, most important unit in this game. Why? Because Kentucky's defense is woeful. It is not championship level, while the other 3 units, if you'll allow me that football term, all are. Kentucky's defense right now is 81st at KenPom in defensive efficiency. That ain't going to get it done. Tennessee comes back from that knockdown dragout game down in the jungle Saturday at Auburn. How fun was that? And get a nice little win here in Rupp, sending Kentucky to a 3-game losing streak.
Yeah, look, it's a great point. Anytime you get these matchups, great offense against great defense, always is going to be fun. Let's talk about some of the bigger spreads on the board tonight involving ranked teams. We got Michigan State at home as 12.5-point favorites against Minnesota, and then Kansas is at home against UCF. They're 13-point favorites against them. Isaac, they beat UCF by 50 a couple weeks ago. So which favorite would you rather lay the points with tonight? Would you rather take Sparty or would you rather take Kansas?
despite how crazy that other beating was, which I think that was a makeup for last year where Kansas went down to Central Florida and lost that crazy game. I'm still wrapping my head around that one. But I'm taking Sparty here as the team I trust in more. They have been so wildly consistent. They've got depth. They're doing it in a bunch of different ways. Jace Richardson had a career high over the weekend. And look, Minnesota is on a nice little run here. Three-game winning streak. They had that miraculous Caleb Love's shot was not the only former Tar Heel recently to hit a big-time shot, because we had Darson Garcia knocking off Michigan in overtime a couple weeks ago. But look, Michigan State, too good at home. Kansas, man, they've been suspect even before what happened Saturday night, that crazy, wild loss to Houston there inside Fog Allen Fieldhouse. I trust more in the Izzo Sparty. Let's make that happen.
All right, very good. Let's talk about your Heels. They're on the road tonight taking on Pitt. We've seen some line movement. Early on in the morning, the Pitt Panthers were 4.5-point favorites. Now they're down to 2.5. So we do have some money coming in on North Carolina. Big game tonight in the ACC. UNC's 5-3, Pitt's 4-4. And Isaac, this is the game before Duke for UNC. It's a big look-ahead spot. Do you think Carolina takes care of business tonight on the road, or do you like Pitt at home?
I like Pitt at home. This is, we were joking about it beforehand, neither of these teams really inspire any kind of confidence for us. Yes, Pitt won over the weekend up at Syracuse, but is coming off a four-game losing streak before that. North Carolina, it's so odd. They have played 9 ACC games. I was just doing the look at the numbers on this the other day. In all 7 of those 9 games, if you look at the 3-minute mark, the game has been within a possession. They've played in total this year 9-1 possession games. It's crazy. So wow. Really, folks, just tune into the final 3 minutes of this game and you'll know everything you need to know. And yes, the number has shrunk, but I would still take Pitt to win this thing at home by at least covering that spread. Give me the Jeff Capel Panthers doing it. And watch out for, there's been some Capel Tar Heel animosity in recent years, so watch for some fireworks. We had Jeff Capel in a fracas down in Tallahassee a couple weeks ago at FSU. Maybe more of that tonight.
Who do you think's the second best team in the ACC? We know Duke's the best team in the league. They're probably the best team in the country, but who do you think's number two in the ACC?
Louisville. It's between Louisville and Clemson. The eye test tells me that. Their records tell me that. Their resumes tell me that. They're neck and neck at KenPom and in the net and Torvik and everywhere else. And it's funny because Clemson, like, expectedly so to be in this conversation. Louisville, shockingly so to be in this conversation, PJ, because of what things were like in the Kenny Payne era the last 2 years, because of losing players like Case and Pryor. But man, Louisville just gets a little bit of that edge in resume, in eye test, in ease of schedule down the stretch, if you go look at all that. I think when we're sitting here getting into the ACC tournament, Louisville is your number two seed. It's crazy to say, but it's the reality we're living in.
Yeah, it's a big game tonight between Louisville and Wake Forest. Any thoughts, yep, real quick, Isaac, on that game? I know you know those two teams pretty well. Louisville's favored by 8.5. Any quick thoughts there?
Yeah, Wake has been playing a lot better lately. I think a lot of people had kind of given up on the Demon Deacons because they struggled a little bit in non-con, but Hunter Salas is coming around. They've had a lot of good... Cam Hildreth has played really well the last couple games. And ultimately, though, give me Louisville in this game to cover it. Yeah, they'll take that.
All right, very good. Let's talk about last night's game, because it was a crazy one out in Tucson between Iowa State and Arizona. Caleb Love hits a 60-footer to send the game to OT, and then Arizona ends up winning the game by 11 in overtime. So now the Big 12 is all, it's crazy towards the top. You got Houston, who's undefeated. They're 8-0 in the league. Arizona is 8-1 in Big 12 play. Iowa State now drops to 7-2 after that loss. You got Texas Tech in the mix. You got Kansas as well. Isaac, who's the best team in the Big 12, you think?
Iowa State. The resume, the records might not say it at the end of the season. They might not be the number one seed in the Big 12 tournament. Some of that is the randomness of scheduling in this day and age. But Iowa State is the best team. Think about this, BJ. Like, they did that last night, still without Milan Momcilovic, who's probably going to be out till mid-February. They did it on a night when Curtis Jones, who has been rolling, did not have a good night. down in the desert. They do all that. By the way, Caleb Love should have never been able to shoot that shot. We were talking about this because you got to foul up three, and they had chances to do that both in Arizona's prior possession and the one just before Caleb Love took that three, even beyond half court. I still would have done it. Unpopular take, but that's where we're at. All that said, yes, I know Houston is undefeated, but Iowa State, to the eye test and the way this team rolls both defensively and, more importantly, now offensively. That's been where the not struggles have been, where they've not been as strong in recent years. Oh, baby, this offense is legit. Anybody can beat you on this team on any given night. It's so fun to watch. Do not sleep on the fighting TJ Otzelbergers. That's my Big 12 champ.
Yeah, I like Iowa State a lot, too. They should have won that game last night, but give Arizona credit for finding a way to get it done at home. He's Isaac Shade. Make sure you give him a follow on X at Isaac Shade. And check out his podcast, Locked On College Basketball, Locked On Heels as well. Isaac, I saw on X that you were celebrating your three-year anniversary today of Locked On College Basketball, man. So congrats to you, and continued success on that. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, PJ. Love it. Have a great show.
You as well, man. All right, we'll keep it rolling. College basketball off the glass here on Send It In. We'll start out in D.C., our neck of the woods. St. John's and Georgetown. We got the Johnnies 3.5-point favorites tonight with a total of 140.5. So St. John's has been an interesting team this year in Big East play, right? You got St. John's, who at home, when they've been in Big East play, have really struggled in the first half. When they've gone on the road, they've been a lot better in the first half. So they're on the road tonight, taking on Georgetown. This is a team who these two teams played 2 weeks ago, and Georgetown was up 10 at halftime on St. John's. I think Pitino tonight, the sense of urgency for the Johnnies to get off to a good start. I like a -1.5 in the first half against Georgetown. Then we got Kentucky and Tennessee. Top 15 matchup. Tennessee 10.5-point favorites with a total of 147.5. It's always a little sketchy when you see number 8 and number 12 and it's 10.5-point spread. It feels like somebody knows something, then maybe Kentucky's going to get blown out. But I think a little bit of this has to do with the fact Lamont Butler is out tonight for Kentucky. He's our starting point guard, really good defensive player. Tennessee's just been really good at home this season. But Kentucky always tends to play Tennessee pretty tough in Knoxville. When Calipari was there, they would always play him tough. And I think with Mark Pope now there now, they're also going to play him tough. Look, Tennessee is a great defensive team, but Kentucky's also a really good offensive team. And I think the Cats are going to be able to hit some shots tonight. So I would probably bet Kentucky plus 10.5. Not an official bet for me, but if I had to play the game, I would lean towards Kentucky plus the points. Game I really do like tonight is Wake Forest in Louisville. I like the I like a side in this game, and I like the total as well. And I think they're both kind of correlated with one another, taking Wake plus 8.5 and also taking the under at 143.5. Pat Kelsey, year one at Louisville, has done an incredible job. They're 8-1 in ACC play. He's a really good coach. They're a really fun team to watch. They can really score. They shoot a lot of threes. They play at a fun pace. They've scored 80 or more points in their last four games, and ever since losing to Duke early on in ACC play, they've rattled off 8 games in a row. Here they are going up against a Wake Forest team, though, that's pretty solid, and they're a top 25 defense, according to KenPom. So for a Louisville team who wants to score, being at home, they've scored 80 points or more in their last four games. For this total to only be at 143.5, I think oddsmakers are expecting this to be a lower-scoring game. And if this is a lower-scoring game, I certainly think that favors the underdog who's catching 8.5 points. So I like the under, and I like Wake Forest plus the points as well. Then we got UCF on the road tonight, taking on Kansas in Lawrence. Jayhawks 13.5-point favorites with a total of 153.5. Really interesting game for two reasons. The first one is these teams played back on January 5th, and Kansas beat them by 51 points, 99-48. Kansas shot 50% from the field in that game. UCF shot 20%. The Knights couldn't buy a shot. The other part of this handicap that's very interesting is how does Kansas respond after that meltdown against Houston, right? It's one of the biggest games they're going to play all year in the regular season in conference. It was a classic, went to double overtime. They were up 6 with like 5 seconds to go. Houston hits a 3, gets a steal, hits another 3. How do they bounce back off of that? And now they're playing a team that they beat by 50 earlier in the year. Is Kansas ready to roll from this game at the start? Do they flush out the Houston loss, or are they still letting that affect them? I think UCF first half could be a look. I like the Knights plus 7.5 in the first half against Kansas. Then we got Arizona State on the road taking on Colorado. Colorado's winless this year in Big 12 play, and yet here they are as the favorites at home against Arizona State, who is 2-7 in Big 12 play. So this is one of those where I think the market's telling us something. Colorado winless in the conference, yet here they are as a favorite. I'll take the Buffs tonight, -1.5. Then we got UNC and Pitt. Pitt is favored by 2.5. The total is 153.5. Here's a great stat for you guys. The last 6 years, Carolina, the game before playing Duke for the first time, has lost 5 of the last 6 years, right? And here we are again. They got Duke upcoming on Saturday. Tar Heels have really struggled in this spot. We talk about look-ahead spots all the time on this show. Is there a better look-ahead maybe in all the sports than Carolina and Duke when they're getting ready to play each other and they got to play a game middle of the week before that? So Pitt has been a pretty good team this season. They're pretty good at home. This line has come down a little bit from 4.5 to 2.5 because I think a lot of what Isaac has said for the fact that Carolina just plays everybody close. I think Pitt squeaks out a close one. I'd probably just look at them on the money line, but I like Pitt to take care of business against UNC. And then Oregon State and Gonzaga. Give me the Zags tonight, -14.5. With a total of 153.5. Gonzaga lost to Oregon State a couple weeks ago in Corvallis. Mark, few teams do not lose to the same team in conference play twice in the same season. So Oregon State shot the ball really well that night at home. I think on the road tonight in the Kettle, they're not going to shoot the ball as effectively. So I like Gonzaga. I'd lay the 14.5 with them tonight against Oregon State. All right, let's move on now to talk a little NFL. B-Mills, I see in the chat. PJ, couldn't believe my eyes on this one. Saquon anytime touchdown and the Chiefs +8.5 in a parlay is +100. Is that right? Absolutely. You got to take that. I mean, the Chiefs +8.5. We know if the Eagles win the game, they're not winning by more than one score. And then Saquon anytime touchdown, I mean, I think that's great bet. Great find on that, B. Mills. I will be taking that after the show. Once again, Saquon anytime touchdown, Chiefs +8.5, +100. I think that is fantastic value. Good find on that one. As for the quarterbacks in the big game in New Orleans, BetMGM right now has all these markets up for passing yards, passing touchdowns, interceptions, longest completions. These are some of the markets, I think, for both quarterbacks that I found pretty interesting. The passing yards for Pat Mahomes is 252.5. Jalen Hurts is 209.5. Mahomes' passing yards pretty much the same as what it was against Buffalo in the AFC Championship game. I would lean to the over passing yards for Mahomes, but I like Jalen Hurts over 209.5. I think all the talk about Barkley going into this game, and look, Barkley's going to get his, right? You're not going to completely stop him. You can only hope to contain him. The Eagles did throw the ball more against Washington than I think a lot of us expected, and I think they're going to throw the ball more in the Super Bowl than a lot of us expect as well. So I kind of like Hurts over 209.5 passing yards. As for passing touchdowns, both quarterbacks are over 1.5. The Mahomes is -175. Jalen Hurts is +145, which makes a lot of sense. I probably wouldn't bet either of these. Jalen Hurts with the passing touchdowns, it's just once the Eagles gets inside the 3, you know they're pretty much going to run the football, either whether it's a tush push or whether it's Barkley. So I would stay away from the passing touchdowns for both quarterbacks. Interceptions, I don't think either quarterback throws an interception in this game. If I had to choose one, I would probably take Jalen Hurts at +115. Passing attempts, I like both of these numbers for both quarterbacks, especially Mahomes, over 36.5 passing attempts. In the 4 Super Bowls that Mahomes has played, in 3 of them, he has gone over 40 passing attempts in 3 of the 4 Super Bowls. Andy Reid knows, biggest game of the year, biggest game of your life, you put the ball in the hands of your best player. That's what he does with Mahomes time and time again. I would expect him to do the same thing 2 weeks from now on Sunday, or 2 weeks here on Sunday in February. So I like Mahomes over passing attempts. Jalen Hurts over 26.5 passing attempts. I think that's a good bet as well. Longest pass completion for both quarterbacks is 35.5. I would probably stay away from that. Pass completions, Mahomes is 24.5. Jalen Hurts is 17.5. I like both of those overs as well. And then you got markets for head-to-head passing yards for both quarterbacks. Mahomes is -275. Hurts is +180. Passing touchdowns, Mahomes is -250. Hurts is +165. There's no real value there. Mahomes is probably going to throw for more passing touchdowns and more yards. As much as it would be fun to bet plus money on Jalen, really don't think there's much value there. And then interesting bets for both of these guys. You can bet the first pass attempt of the game, whether or not it's going to be complete or incomplete. For Mahomes to throw his first pass of the game and be incomplete is plus 280. And for Jalen Hurts, first pass of the game to be incomplete is plus 225. So I would honestly rather bet Mahomes. I think the Eagles, knowing that maybe the game's going to start off with everybody thinking it's going to be a Barkley run, Philadelphia could throw it. They did that earlier in the playoffs, so I could see them maybe doing that again. Mahomes, however, I would probably... So I think Mahomes might be the better bet. You get the better value there for an incomplete pass at plus 280 rather than taking Hurts at plus 225. Probably just going to go an easy completion with the defense sucking in and trying to guard Barkley. All right, let's talk some golf here on Send It In. It's a Teed Up Tuesday, and we are out in California once again at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Signature event these days on the PGA Tour, which means a winner is going to get $20 million. So that's why the field is elite. We got Scottie Scheffler, Rory, Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Ludwig, Cantlay, Matsuyama, bunch of big names teeing it up this week at Pebble Beach. It's a no-cut event. And it's a pro-am, right? So a lot of celebrities are going to be out there. The celebrities are only going to play on Thursday and Friday. For each of the first two rounds, there are two courses that are involved in this event. You got Pebble Beach Golf Course, and then you got Spyglass Hill Golf Course as well. Both are par 72s, and both are about 7,000 yards as well. So that's what makes this event unique, is that you're playing two different golf courses. You're playing Pebble Beach for 3 days, Spyglass for one, but also you got to interact with celebrities, right? And not a lot of golfers are really used to doing that, so it's kind of an interesting wrinkle of which golfer maybe is able to handle that the best. That could be something worth watching as well. But as for this golf course, like when we're talking Pebble Beach, they have some of the smallest greens on the PGA Tour that you'll see all season. So approach play here is massive. It's really not a course where you need to bomb your way all over. Again, it's 7,000 yards, and it's a par 72. So it's a shorter course, and approach play is going to be really key here. And putting, that's really the big defense for Pebble Beach, are the winds, because you're playing off of the ocean, and then the small greens and the fast greens as well. So you're looking, guys, for good approach players and guys that are good putters this week as well. And the first guy that comes to mind is Justin Thomas. JT is 14-1 to win this week at Pebble Beach. A great stat is that since 2006, no golfer has won this event that hasn't had a previous top 21 finish. So course history also going to be important this week as well. JT has only played here one time in this event. He's played US Opens here before, but in this event, he's only played here one time, and it was last year where he finished sixth in this event. So he's got good history, good form, and his game matches up really well. He's such an accurate iron player. He's really good on tough short courses as well. So I like Justin Thomas 14-1 this week. I also like Sam Burns 33-1 this week. Burns finished 10th here last year, and he's also an excellent iron player. And you got to make birdies at this event too. Likely the winning score is going to be about 20 under par, somewhere in that neighborhood. Sam Burns at his last 24 rounds, nobody has a higher birdie percentage than Sam Burns does. He has a 32.6% birdie percentage in his last 24 rounds. So we're getting a good iron player, good putter, and a guy that's making a ton of birdies as of late, which is something you need to do at this event. So Sam Burns, 33-1. I like that as well. Denny McCarthy, 6-6-1. I think it's a good flyer. Fourth and 12th place finish here in this event. He's top 20 in approach play, and he's one of the best putters on the PGA Tour. Denny McCarthy, 66-1. And then Tom Hoagie, also at 66-1. I like him as well. Hoagie's got great course history here. He won this event back in 2022. He's also finished in the top 12 two of the other 4 years as well. So great recent form here. Really good iron player. And this golf course was really made for guys like Tom Hoagie. It's a shorter course. It's target golf. You're just trying to hit greens and make putts, and that's what Tom Hoagie does. So Hoagie and McCarthy is my long shots this week, 66-1. Justin Thomas, 14-1. Sam Burns, 33-1. Those are the golfers that I am looking at this week at Pebble Beach. All right, let's go to model making money now. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. And Lucy, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today is in the Super Bowl. The BetQL model has something for you for the big game. Chiefs, Eagles, under 49.5. The under has hit in three of the Chiefs' last four games and in two of the Eagles' last four games. And in the last 57 Super Bowls, the under has hit 51% of the time. Sometimes nerves can be a factor here and scoring could be limited. With these two defenses considered as well, the BetQL model loves the under here, 49.5.
All right, very good. What is Lucy Burge like for tonight? What is your best bet, Lucy? What do you got?
Yes, so I'm venturing back into basketball and into hockey, PJ. A little mix, a little cosmic gumbo, if you will. So I am taking the Lakers -3.5 against the Sixers. The Sixers are 3-7 in their last 10 games, while the Lakers are 3-2 against the spread on the second night of a back-to-back this season. And they have won their last two on the road. The Sixers are 7-13 straight up, 5-14-1 against the spread at home this season. So I like the Lakers -3.5. And then to the ice, Capitals money line against the Flames. The Capitals have won four of their last five games on the road, and they come into this game with a bit of rest, and they are averaging 3.49 goals per game while allowing only 2.37 goals per game. And this will be the third game in four nights for the Flames. So I like the Capitals here with the rest to get the win tonight.
Hell yeah, Lucy. Rocking with the Caps tonight. I love it. Is that why you're rocking the black, too? Is it going to be a Flames funeral tonight? Caps are getting the win?
This was specifically for their funeral, yes, for this evening.
Absolutely love it,
Lucy. It will be attending.
Who's going to be sad for the Super Bowl coming up in a couple weeks in New Orleans? We got the Chiefs and the Eagles. Long way to go, Lucy. We certainly could change our mind, but as of today, you leaning Chiefs or you leaning Eagles in the big game?
Yeah, PJ, this stinks because I don't really want either team to win. I don't want any outcome for, I just hope that both teams lose. But if I am putting money, which I will be, on this game, I can't not take the Chiefs. I'm just going to bet on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl and forget about it because both of these teams I do not like. It's just two teams that most of America does not like. So I'm going to bet on the Chiefs. However, it's a little complicated, PJ, because the Chiefs are encroaching, if they haven't already, on the territory of the Patriots being a dynasty. So it's really tough to see the Chiefs kind of eclipse that right now and have Tom Brady be calling this game and pass the torch to Patrick Mahomes. But they're just going to win the Super Bowl. They're the Chiefs this year, is just win every game. So Chiefs to three-peat, I'm going to take them and maybe just root for the game to end before really, really late at night.
Yeah, I know, Lucy. Look, I want to bet the Eagles too, but it feels like the Chiefs. I know. Feels like the Chiefs are the right side. It's tough to bet against Mahomes with the spread is that short. Sticking with the Super Bowl, Lucy, when it comes to props, do you like betting any of the fun props? Are you a big Gatorade color, national anthem over under, coin toss? Like, do you bet any of these like fun props that we get with the Super Bowl?
Yes, so I love the Gatorade color prop, and I love betting on blue because that is my favorite Gatorade color, also my favorite color. However, the past 2 years for the Chiefs, purple has been the Gatorade color. So it is very difficult to think that purple will not be the color this year, to think maybe some superstition is involved for the Chiefs, so they'd stick with purple Gatorade perhaps. So if you can find odds for purple to be the Gatorade color, I'd go with that.
Some great insight right there. I had no idea. So
that's the deep analysis, PJ.
If you like the Chiefs to win the game, maybe you just bet purple Gatorade because you're going to get way better odds. I like that. If the Eagles win, what would your gut tell you would be the Gatorade color?
Yes. So orange is typically the favorite, I think. I think the Eagles, maybe they would have green. So I would either, or red perhaps. So Eagles would be tough because I'm not betting on the Eagles. But if you are, I would maybe say green.
Okay. Green. There you go. Green and purple. I think it's fair. Eagles green makes a lot of sense to me. I love it. Lucy Burge.
Makes sense to me, PJ.
Makes sense to me, Lucy. Great. Love that you're matching again today. The black looks great. I think so. Let's hope it's a Flames funeral. Caps come through tonight. Want to see that. Lakers as well. Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It. And Lucy, always great talking to you.
Looks great on you too, PJ. Great to talk to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Lucy. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Prop lock of the day is going to be Pat Mahomes over 36.5. passing attempts. Look, I mean, this is probably my favorite prop so far of the Super Bowl. I would bet this now. Mahomes has played in 4 Super Bowl games. In 3 of the 4, he has gone over this. So I think he's going to go over it again. I like Pat Mahomes. Over 36.5 pass attempts. Lock that in. Dog of the day is going to be Wake Forest plus 8.5 against Louisville tonight. Pretty big game in the ACC. Louisville's 8-1 in ACC play. Wake is 7-2. I think the total is telling you a lot in this game. Louisville's a team that wants to score a lot of points. Wake kind of wants to muck it up and play in the 60s. Louisville scored 80 or more in their last 4 games, yet this total is 143.5. I like the under, and I like Wake as our dog of the day, plus 8.5. And then finally, my best bet is going to be a parlay. We're parlaying Colorado on the money line and Pitt together, plus 190. So instead of taking Colorado at minus 135 or taking Pitt at minus 150, we're parlaying the two of them together, giving us some plus money at plus 190. Again, North Carolina, 5 of the last 6 years, has lost the game before their first meeting with Duke. They look ahead to the Duke game all the time, every year. Pitt, this is a massive game for them at home. I think they take care of business. And then Colorado, they're winless so far in Big 12 conference play, yet here they are favored tonight against ASU. Give me Colorado Pitt moneyline parlay at plus 190. That is our best bet of the day. That's our best bet. Mahomes over pass attempts is our prop lock, and Wake Forest is going to be our dog of the day against Louisville. Thanks again to Isaac Shade for joining us, Lucy Burge as well. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.